we need you, God, that we can't do this on our own, and we don't have to. You know, that's the wonderful thing. I know in my life, for so long, I thought I had to be the one that was strong, and I had to be the one that was wise, and I had to be the one who knew all the answers. But God, it's so wonderful to just rest in you and know that I don't have to. God, I just pray that you'd be with Denise right now, as she is going to share some wisdom from your word and from her own life. And God, just be with all of us. Help us to have the heart to hear what you want us to hear. God, give Denise and all the women who are speaking today the words that we need to hear, and just help us to soak it all in and enjoy this time of fellowship together. God, thank you for giving us this opportunity to be together, and we love you so much. And thank you for sending Jesus, because without him, none of this would be possible. We love you so, so, so much, and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Lord.
Yeah. I'll
let you do that.
All right. Well, like she said, I'm Denise, and I want to welcome all you ladies here this morning. Really glad you came out, took time out of your busy weekends and your busy lives to be here to focus on the things that God wants in your lives, and that's the most important thing, isn't it? And so I'm glad you're here. I know there's several ladies that are visiting today. I think it's on. Yeah. That aren't from our congregation at Greater Altman, I just want to welcome you and tell you how glad we are that you decided to come this weekend as well. And I pray that being here is going to bless your life and help you grow closer to the Lord. Can you guys all hear me okay? I'm not used to doing all this, the microphone biz and all that. Everything's good? Okay. All right. So thanks to Coral and Jen for coming up and doing the little skit for us to kind of give us a visual. As women, we're nervous about getting up and speaking. A lot of us are. Some women aren't. It's more natural for them. But I said, you know, I'm nervous about speaking, but at least I don't have to get up here in a Wonder Woman costume. So thanks for doing that, Jen. But they did, you know, just that little skit really displays for us what our lives are like a lot of times. You know, we're so many things going on, so many people we want to help, so many things we want to do, so many things we feel like we need to take care of, and we just feel at a loss. How am I going to do all that? And we need to remember that God is there, and he does supply the power for us in our everyday lives and helps us. He's there alongside of us and living inside of us. So thanks so much, ladies, for doing that. And, you know, like they said, this weekend is on our topic, or our whole weekend theme is finding the Wonder Woman in me. And I know that can sound intimidating, but God has placed someone special, a wonderful woman inside of each one of us, and we're going to explore that this weekend and help you discover that woman that he's put there. But I know I want to share a little bit about last night. I thought it was really amazing, and I know a lot of women were a part of that. Some of you don't really know what we did last night, but there were probably about 7 of us that met at the Greater Alton Church, and we just saw a lot of Wonder Women working. We had different opportunities that women could get involved in to go and make a difference. Some ladies were making throw blankets that we're going to take to women that need encouragement. Some women were working in our classrooms in the toddler area and cleaning toys and throwing things away. Some people were cutting out some flannel graph material that we're going to use to teach our kids. Others were visiting at the Wood River Nursing Home, painting nails. There were some ladies, I think they went to Hillcrest. Is that what it's called, Janet? Hillcrest? I don't know how many women came or how many people came out for your bingo. 35 people. So they came, they went out and had snacks for the residents and played bingo and had prizes and had a really a good time. Did I cover everything? Did I say the bags? Okay, some were making bags for foster children, sewing some bags, and then had items like pajamas, toothbrush, toothpaste, that kind of things to put in there for the kids. It was just really an awesome night to reach out, serve, think about other people than ourselves, think of how we can make a difference in somebody else's life. And I think it just really reminded those of us that were able to be a part of that, it reminded us that there are opportunities to share God's love all around us. They're there all around us. And, you know, the needs are great for women to carry out God's mission. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
It can be overwhelming sometimes when you think about all the needs that are out there. So I really felt like last night was good. It's something different. We haven't done that before. And I thought everybody really showed up, got involved, and really were blessed by doing something for somebody else. So I want to thank all of you that showed up and were a part of that. And I know that the lives are going to be touched because of it. So that's wonderful. Again, this weekend is on Wonder Woman. I think we've all heard of Wonder Woman. Hopefully everybody's heard of Wonder Woman. Some of us are really Wonder Woman enthusiasts. Others, you know, I've learned more about Wonder Woman than I've ever known getting ready for this weekend. But some of you, you know, you're all in tune with it. You know all about her and all the latest stuff about her. You know, there's a movie coming out in June of 2017. It's starring Wonder Woman. You know, she gets to be the main character. So that'll be a lot of fun. Maybe next year we can do a ladies' night out and I'll go to the movie or something. Would be fun. But so there's that movie coming out. But you know, in case you're not familiar with her, I was just going to tell you a few things about Wonder Woman. This Amazon princess was created by DC Comics in 1941. She's been around a long time. It's when the war was going on. Wonder Woman is known for her superior strength, her speed, and her agility. She can fly. She can talk to animals. She's an expert in hand-to-hand combat. You know, she just really gets in there and dukes it out. And like any woman, she has accessories too, right? We've all got to have our accessories, so she has some accessories. She has indestructible bracelets, you know, and they can block bullets, right? We're going to get one of those later today just to remind us about that. You know, she has indestructible bracelets. She's got a golden lasso of truth. You've got one on your table, I think. Every table has one. A golden lasso of truth that can force people that she ropes into telling the truth. Can you imagine? Wouldn't you love to have that with your kids? You know, you're not telling me the truth. I'm going to get my lasso out. My lasso of truth, and I'm going to get the truth out of you, you know. But she had that golden lasso of truth. She uses an invisible plane to fly into outer space. Wow. An invisible plane. Wouldn't that be cool? Her golden tiara, which Jen had on, her golden tiara can be used as a boomerang, and it can disarm her opponents. And she takes it off and uses it like a boomerang to get her opponents. Most of the time, she lives incognito, which is what Cora was. She was living incognito as Diana Prince, an army nurse. That's who she is most of the time. But when those in danger call, she transforms into Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! You guys know this song. You know, so she transforms. But, and, you know, maybe you remember watching Wonder Woman on TV. She was played by Linda Carter. That was a song, you know, their little theme songs. Wonder Woman. A lot of people watched that. In fact, you know, inspired by her confidence and strength, Wonder Woman made a significant impact on women all across America. She made an impact. You know, she's really one of the, I mean, there are other women superheroes, but she's the one everybody knows. She's the most famous, the most out there. So she made a significant impact on women. And you know, it was popular to see little girls all over the U.S. They were twirling, right? They were twirling like Wonder Woman does, and they were imagining that they could transform into that superhero. Maybe some of you did that. You twirled and thought about becoming that superhero, transforming into her. But ladies, you know, let's face it. As our little girl imagination fades away, we realize that we can never magically become this fictional comic book superhero called Wonder Woman, right? You know, as a kid, you think, oh, I can be her. I can actually be her. You know, when you grow up, sadly, we realize, I'm never going to be Wonder Woman. I can put on a costume, but I'm not going to actually fly. You know, I don't. it's really never going to happen. But one thing you can be sure of is that God has created you and He has chosen you to live a powerful life. You can be sure of that. Look on the back of your booklet. Everybody, when you came in, if you didn't get one, there were little booklets where you can take notes inside. There's the schedule in there. There's also a description of all the breakout classes this afternoon that you can look at. But if you look on the back of that booklet, it has a little logo. We actually had it on our flyers when we were advertising for this weekend. And it says, there's a Wonder Woman inside all of us. You know, and that may not be exactly, I don't have one up here, but basically it's saying there's a Wonder Woman inside of all of us, no matter our age, our size, our shape, our race, no matter what. There's a Wonder Woman inside of us. And you may be thinking, who, me? Who, me? Yeah, you. Yes, you. And this weekend is about finding the Wonder Woman that God has created you to be. Finding that Wonder Woman. She's in there, but we want to find her. Find that Wonder Woman that He's created you to be. Before I get started, I just want to ask, can you guys hear me okay? I know there's music over there. Is everybody all right? Yeah? A little distracting. I'm not sure how long they'll do that.
You are all the way up.
Okay. Is that better? She turned me up more. Is that better? Okay. If it's too distracting being on that wall, I don't mind if somebody wants to move over to take your chair and move over that way or something. Like I said, we knew there was going to be another group in there, and I'm not sure how long they'll sing, but we'll keep going, all right? But anyway, I want you guys to take a look at this life-size comic strip on my left here. And I want to thank some ladies for putting in a lot of hard work and hours painting and working on this. Doesn't look great. They did a really good job. Yeah. They did a really good job. And, you know, we're going to use this evening to have some fun. We're going to take their faces out, put our faces in, take pictures. It'll be a lot of fun. But they didn't know they were actually creating an object lesson for me. And I didn't know it either until I started putting this together. And I said, you know, I'm just going to talk about this mural over here and encourage you with God's word about finding the Wonder Woman in you. Someone once said, a picture is worth a thousand words. And this one speaks volumes. It speaks volumes. You know, while you're looking at it, think about what do you notice about it and what does it say to you? What do you notice and what does it say to you? And then I'm going to share some things with you that it says to me. First of all, I notice there are two women. If you look at the first frame, this is Diana Prince. The first frame where she's in the red pantsuit. And, you know, what do you notice about her? What do you notice about her in the first frame? Ordinary woman. Mm-hmm, that's what I had. She appears common. She appears pretty plain and ordinary, right? Pretty plain and ordinary. She's not flashy. You know, she's just an ordinary woman. She's managing a small business. And she's got her satchel on the side. I think it's a boutique that she has at this time. So she's just an ordinary woman. But don't let her disguise fool you. Don't let her disguise fool you. She appears like any other woman, but there's something different about her. Something different about her. There's something special inside. You don't know it by looking on the outside, do you? But there's something special inside. There's a wonderful woman inside her. If you think about it, we have a lot in common with Diana Prince. When you're at the grocery store, or maybe you're on campus, or in your workplace, wherever you are, you look like every other woman, right? None of us are really flashy. I mean, we're not some movie star, everybody's running up to us, you know, like we're just blending in with everybody else. We're pretty ordinary, pretty common kind of women. But if you stop and think about it, there's something different about you. There's something different about you. Something special, something amazing? And that's because you're a Christian woman. Right? You're a Christian woman, and you're far from ordinary. Ladies, we're far from ordinary. And God's Word confirms this. I have a couple scriptures I want to share with you. The first one is Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. We're far from ordinary. We don't feel that way, but God says we are. Ephesians 2 verse 10, I'm going to be reading from the New Living. I'm going to have different, maybe using some different Bible versions than what you have, and that's okay. You guys can, you know, open your Bibles if you have an NIV, you have a King James, whatever you have. You can open it up and read along. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." You know, what's God saying? He's saying we are a masterpiece. You know, think about a masterpiece. How much would you pay for a Rembrandt or a Monet? You know, those aren't ordinary paintings, right? They're valuable. They're special. That's what God says we're like. We're like a masterpiece. And, you know, when you hear that, you're thinking, I know, because I do. Like, who, me? Yeah. Yes. You. You are God's incredible work of art. You are His incredible work of art. And 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." Wow. He says we're His chosen people. You're chosen. You are chosen. I am chosen. It was 1 Peter 2, verse 9. You are chosen. You know, again, ask yourself. I know you're thinking, who, me? Yes, you. God says you are chosen. He says that I am a royal priesthood. You're a princess. That's what that's saying. God is saying you are a princess. Who, me? Yes, you. You're God's special possession. Who, me? Yes, you. You are God's special possession. And God goes on and on. There's lots of passages in the Bible. When I was researching, I was looking up a lot of different things on who God says you are, who I am in Christ. You know, there are lots of passages, and some I'm just going to kind of put out there to you. God says that you are the light of the world. Turn to somebody at your table and say, "I am the light of the world." Nah. I'm the light of the world. I am the light of the world. You know what's funny about this? Ladies, you know what's funny about this? I don't know if you felt this way or not, but I think it's a lot easier to turn to somebody and say, "You are the light of the world," than for me to say, "I am the light of the world." I feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable saying that. But yet that's who God says we are. And we need to acknowledge that. He says you are the salt of the earth. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a bright and shining star. You know, you stand out. Oh, no, I don't. I'm common. No, he says, you shine like a star. You are an ambassador of Christ. That means you represent Jesus. Wherever you are, you represent Him. You are the temple of God. In you, He lives. You are a living stone that builds the kingdom of God, and you are an essential part of the body of Christ. You know, we're better because of you. I want you to turn to somebody now, and I want you to say, "Who, me?" And then you're going to say, "Yes, you." Yeah. And you know, ladies, we really need to believe this. We really need to believe this, ladies. And I want you to know, when I was thinking about what I was going to say, I wanted you to know it's not a bunch of hype and it's not a bunch of PMA. And when I was typing this, I put PMS. I mean PMA, positive mental attitude. It's not a bunch of that. This is the truth. This is what God says we are. This is not about trying to pump ourselves up. This is about trying to acknowledge who He says we are and accepting the value that He puts upon me.
That's right.
This is who God says you really are. Look, you are not who people say you are. Maybe some of you heard this before. You're not who people say you are. You're not who circumstances say you are. You are not who your past says you are. You are not even who you think or feel you are. You are who God says you are. Amen?
Amen.
You are who God says you are. And it's important that you get that this weekend. That's one of the main things we want all you ladies to go away with this weekend, is to accept who God says you are. And know that that's how he feels about you, regardless of what you think or anybody else thinks or what's going on around you in your life. So that's what I get out of this first frame here from this Diana Prince. Okay, look at the second picture. What do you see? What do you notice? Yeah, she's transforming. She's changing. You see some action going on. Yeah. That's what I saw. I see another woman emerging. I like these words. It goes, whee! You know, you can see that lasso spinning around. You know, there's some action going on. I see another woman emerging, another person emerging. With the help of her golden lasso, she's changing. She's transforming into a new person. You see, when I look at the mural, I look at this picture, the center one, I'm reminded that God wants to change me too. God wants to change me too. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You know, when we start our new life in Christ, it's all about transforming, all about changing. That's what it's all about. I have another verse. This is from The Message. And sometimes The Message just makes it really simple and relatable. This passage in Colossians 3, verse 10 through 11, I really liked it. It really fits, I think, what we're talking about, the way it's worded and everything this weekend. It says, you're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put into the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new life is custom made by the Creator with His label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Isn't that good? I just love the way it says it. It talks about this filthy, ill-fitting clothes. You know, we're going to get... Oh, there it is. Well, anyway, you guys can see it. He's saying it's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. You know, it's like, get rid of that. Get rid of that old stuff. I'm going to give you something new. And it says that it has his label on it, which... You know, you think about designer clothes and how valuable they are. You know, it has that. Who are some of the famous designers? I could.
Dior.
Who?
Dior.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of different ones. But God is our designer. He's our designer. He's created us. And you know, I think it's like really encouraging to know that He has given us a new life. He's given us something new. God wants to change you. He wants to change you. You know, the first one we said, first verse we looked at says that I'm a new creation. This one, he's talking about changing our whole wardrobe, making us a new person. He wants to change you. And you think about, God likes change. He likes change. You know, think about the possibilities. And it can be exciting. Change with God in your life is an exciting thing. There are some changes that we can make that aren't exciting, right, that are not good for us. But changing with God in your life is an exciting thing. Take another look at the comic strip, okay? Look at the first... I'm going to turn the light back up. Okay. You are out there. If you look at the first one... let me find my place again here. Yeah. You got Diana Prince, and then you have her transforming. At the end, you have the picture of Wonder Woman, right? So basically, you think about, talk about change. I mean, just look at her. She's going from wearing a pantsuit to, what is that? Is that a swimming suit? I mean, it's totally different. It's change. This one, the pantsuit, I think about is being comfortable, safe, like an old pair of sweats. You know, this is pretty comfortable. I feel good in this, you know. It's predictable. It's safe. But the one on the end, you know, that one is, well, Jen, is it comfortable?
Not really.
She says, not really. You know, this one's much different. You know, you could say it's risky. Yeah, bold. It's colorful. Right? You know, I was laughing about this. Tim and I, we were just talking about some funny stuff, and I was like, you know, this one wouldn't give you a wedgie, but I think that one would. That's pretty uncomfortable. You know, talk about uncomfortable. You know, so change, when you think, we're just talking about clothing, but when you talk about your character, you talk about your life, change can be a little intimidating, right? Change can be a little or a lot. Somebody said, yeah, a lot. A lot intimidating, sometimes scary. It's scary. It can be uncomfortable. Change can be difficult. But like I said, it can also be exciting. Change can also be exciting. We need to embrace that, ladies. It can be exciting. You see, God is still working on me. He's still working on you. He's still transforming us. He's still changing us. I don't know how many have heard this saying, God's in the transforming business. He is in the transforming business. In 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18, it says, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. He's saying, you know, we're being transformed into what? Into his image. We're being transformed into the likeness of Christ, becoming more and more like him every day. Changing, it's a process, becoming like him. You know, just a little illustration. Last night, like I said, some of us were working in the toddler's classroom. And if you've never been there before, it's needed new carpet for a long time. It's been needing some new carpeting. So we're changing the carpeting in not only that classroom, but some of the other classrooms. But in this toddler classroom, we call it the jungle room. I'm not sure because of the paintings on the wall or because we're not sure what's lurking in the carpeting there. But, you know, but we're getting rid of that old, smelly, ugly rug, right? And we're getting now, it actually has it now, has new carpeting in there, which is cool. And it's going to get a new coat of paint. It's going to get a facelift, basically. But is it the same room? It's the same room, right? It's the same room, but it's changed. You know, people were coming back there like, this smells good in here. You know, this looks better in here. Wow, this is going to be really cool. This is a neat change. In the same way, we need to remember, ladies, God wants to change you. He wants to change us. He wants to transform you into someone powerful, someone like Jesus. He wants to change you. So that's what I get out of the second one, just that image of the change. You know, when I was looking at it, I thought, well, you know, sometimes we can even be stuck. You know, like I'm halfway, you know, like, am I still changing? Am I allowing God to still transform me? And the last one, let's look at the rest of the strip and, you know, what do you see? You see Wonder Woman with her golden lasso and her cool boots and her bracelet and her tiara, all of her accessories that we talked about. But if you look past just the outer appearance, you see a woman who's ready, a woman who's focused, and a woman who's on a mission. It's not really about her clothing, you know, that's part of her, but, you know, it's really about she's ready, she's focused, she's on a mission. She's ready to make a difference wherever she goes, right? She's ready to make that difference. Ladies, God has a mission for you. He has a mission for you, and it's to make a difference. In John 17 and verse 18, again, this one is in the Message. John 17, 18. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. And this is Jesus. It's one of those red letter, one of the red letters. Jesus is talking and he's saying, God, you know, you gave me a mission. And the same way you gave, you know, Jesus' mission was to go into the world and reconcile people to him, right? Reconcile, bring people back to God, help people have a relationship with God, help people to be saved, make a difference wherever he was, right? And he's saying, in the same way God gave me that mission, Jesus is saying, I give them a mission. He's giving us a mission in the world to do what he did, to be what he was when he was here, right? You guys following me?
Yeah.
In Acts 20 and verse 24, Paul says, I don't care about my own life. The most important thing is that I complete my mission, the work that the Lord Jesus gave me, to tell people the good news about God's grace. So Paul is acknowledging, you know, this is the most important thing to me. I think one, I don't know if it's King James, that says, I consider everything rubbish. That's the way it says. I consider everything rubbish. Everything's meaningless to me except for the mission that God has given me and what he wants me to do with my life. And he wants to complete that mission. You know, as women, I want you to ask yourself, is God's mission the most important thing to me? It was to Paul. It was to Christ. Is his mission important to me? What am I all about? What are we all about, ladies? There's a lot of things that can be important to us, and they're not all bad things, right? So the most important thing needs to be God and his mission. These are some things I ask myself, and I'd like for you guys to think, you ladies to think about. Are you all about your job? Jobs are good, right? It's a blessing from God. It's something we need to earn money to take care of our homes. But am I all about my job? Is that the most important to me? Am I all about my education? You know, am I all about my education? Education is good, right? But is that the most important thing to me? Am I all about romance? Having that special guy, you know, that's what I'm after. That's the most important thing to me. Is it all about my kids? I have two kids and two granddaughters and a little grandson on the way. They're very important to me. But God doesn't want them to be the most important thing to me. Is it about having a good time? I'm just here to enjoy life. I just want to enjoy life. That's what I'm going to be all about. Just some things for you ladies to think about. You know, because we want to go away. We want to apply these things, right? And it helps when we think about what are some practical things. What does God want me to do with this? Where does his mission fit into my life? Am I putting his mission where it needs to be? There's an illustration that helped me like years ago, and some of you probably heard it, and it's about a wheel. And it talks about all the things in your life are like the spokes on a wheel. Like you have this wheel, and you have, you know, your family, your job, your education, you know, all these different parts of your life are the spokes on the wheel. And it also talks about the importance of, in a wheel, it has all the spokes, but in the middle there's a what? There's a hub, there's a center to the wheel, and that's what keeps the wheel in line. And what the illustration talks about is, and meant so much to me, is that God needs to be at the center of the wheel. He needs to be at the center of all the spokes. If he's not, everything's going to get off center, and it's going to get messed up, ladies. It's going to just get messed up. You may try to chase after the certain spokes that you want to, but it's going to go sideways going down the road of life. You've got to have God in the center of all those spokes, not just a part of it like everything else. You know, okay, God's another one of the spokes. No, he wants to be the center. He needs to be the center of all those areas in our life. You guys follow me? It's helped me. I always remember that. And, you know, when I was working, raising the kids, different, even in my life, when you go through different seasons in your life or different transitions, things get the spokes get kind of shuffled. Something's moving or something's, you know, you got to remember to keep God at the center. Keep him, his mission and his things in the middle. And yes, he affects all those other things, right? It's not like I said, not that they're not important. He will make all those places better when he's at the center. I have another scripture. Hopefully, you got it?
Yep.
Okay, the second one. Shut the light.
We get a coral face.
Okay. Oh, wait, while she does, I'll get a drink. Yeah, it's hard because when you get down to a certain place, it kind of wants to shut itself off. You guys see it better now?
Yeah.
Still kind of hard, isn't it? Well, I'll read it and maybe you'll be able to make some of it out. It's kind of a long one again. This is Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. And I think it really explains what we're trying to talk about this weekend. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. I love that. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. I think about Wonder Woman. She responds quickly when somebody calls for help or somebody's in trouble. Respond to God quickly. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Don't you like that? I love that. And I, you know, even at the beginning of it, it says, God helping you. God helping you. It's not all about what I'm going to do, and I'm this, you know, that's kind of like the picture you get of Wonder Woman. Me, I'm going to, you know, it's like, you know, God, through God and with God's help, we can accomplish his mission. We can make a difference in people's lives and make a difference in our own lives with his help and with his power. He says, you'll be changed, again, from the inside out. So I want you to ask yourself, is your mission his mission? Is my mission his mission? This might be new to some of you. Maybe you didn't realize, I didn't know God had a mission for me. I didn't know, you know, how he felt about me or that he had something for me. He wants to change me. He wants to make a difference in my life. I didn't know. I didn't realize. But I do now, and you're going to learn more today about that. Maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, I used to be about his mission. That used to be the most important thing to me, but it's not now. If I were honest, it's just not now. I want to encourage you to remember he has given you a mission. He's given you his mission. And we're going to talk a lot more about this afternoon. There's some breakout classes. They're just talking about mission, different places that God has put you. And you're going to get to explore that a little bit more. A lot to think about, isn't there? Just from a little picture on the wall, right? There's a lot to think about. And one of the things I was excited about, the ladies taking the time to do this, is like, I know for me, I'm a visual person. I'll remember that more than a lot of things that are said this weekend. But I'll remember the picture of a common woman changing or transforming with that lasso, which is God's help, and becoming the Wonder Woman or the woman that he created me to be, right? So I'm going to get ready to wrap up. It's 10 o'clock. So as I'm wrapping up, I just want you to think about where you find yourself on this comic strip. Where would you find yourself on this comic strip? Like I said, tonight we're going to open up the faces. You can stick your face in there. But you think about spiritually, where would you be on this comic strip? Maybe you identify yourself with the first frame, with Diana Prince. Maybe you identify there. You've been living incognito too long, right? You've been living incognito. You've played it safe. You've let your fear, your doubts, insecurities, your age, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too, you know, whatever, You've allowed your complacency, maybe, or even selfishness to hold you back far too long. Who, me? Yeah, me. Don't you think it's time to begin trusting God? And letting Him bring out the wonder of bringing out the woman of God that He created you to be. Let him bring that woman out that He created you to be. Start trusting Him. Or maybe you identify with the second frame, which is she's half Diana Prince and half Wonder Woman. You've made some progress, but you're stuck. Because that's the kind of picture I get. It's like she's kind of like stuck. Kind of. That's how I saw it. It could be. But maybe you're stuck. And you ask, who me? Yeah, me. That describes me. That's a picture of me. Don't you think it's time for more transforming? Time for more change? Don't you think it's time to begin trusting God again and let Him transform you into the woman of God He created you to be? Think about that. Maybe you identify with the third frame. Maybe you're here. Oh, we're thinking, none of us are Wonder Woman. But wait a minute. Remember what I said about Wonder Woman? It's not what she's looking like on the outside. Maybe you're here. You're not perfect, but you are God's woman. You are God's woman. You're ready and you're willing. You are aware that you're on a mission, His mission. You're willing to allow God to use you. You want God's power. That's what Jean is going to talk about when I get done. She's going to talk about God's power and what that means. You want His power and you want to make a difference. So that you could say, you know, I'm trying to be that third one there. And you may say, who, me? No. It's time to believe. Yes, me. Yes, me. With that, I'm going to close. I'm going to say a prayer. Dear God, thank You for giving us this weekend to come and focus on Your word and come and focus on Your plan for our lives, Father. Thank You for changing us. First of all, thank You for creating us and choosing us, God, and for making us special women. Father, help us to accept that Wonder Woman that You've placed in each one of us. Help us to rely on You to change us. Help us, God, to desire change, to be more like You, more like Your Son, God. And Father, give us the courage and the willingness to allow You to work in our lives and to make a difference in the lives of people around us, God. Again, thank You for the women that are here. Pray that You'll bless their lives this weekend. They'll go away changed and better because of being here this weekend. I pray all this in Your Son's name. Amen.